Interstate 80 is your first clue for today's GeoQuiz. It runs between Teaneck, New Jersey, and San Francisco, roughly following the route of the first transcontinental railroad across the U.S. But you didn't know that. And if you were to travel on I-80 through southeastern Wyoming, you'd pass through the town we're looking for today. It's a tiny place, 10 acres, and a population of just one. But the Vietnamese businessman who bought the place last year has big plans for it. He hopes to turn it into the headquarters for his global coffee franchise, selling Vietnamese-style coffee. That's typically dark, strong coffee served with condensed milk, sometimes poured over ice. So name this Wyoming town's new name, which was announced today. We'll be back with the answer in just a few minutes. If you're out west, there's a good place to stop for coffee. It's that tiny town along I-80 in southeast Wyoming that we told you about in our GeoQuiz. James Chilton reports for the Wyoming Tribune Eagle. And James, you paid a visit to this little town, formerly known as Buford, for a press conference about the town's future today. It sounds like the big headline at that press conference is that Buford will be Buford no more. What'll it be instead?
It will be Findeli Town Buford.
What does Findeli Buford actually mean?
Fin is a type of filter used in Vietnamese coffee. It's a French filter, actually, from the colonial days. But they use it there to produce a certain type of iced coffee called café da. So fin means filter. Deli is short for delicious, and the whole name translates roughly to delicious filter coffee.
So we reported this story over a year ago. This tiny Wyoming town, Buford, was sold at a public auction to the highest bidder, a Vietnamese businessman named Pham Dinh Nguyen. Remind us what his business plan is for the town.
Well, he is the CEO of the Findeli Corporation, based in Ho Chi Minh City. He shopped around for different Vietnamese products to sell there, and then he settled on coffee. The way they make it is somewhat unique with the filter, and he figured it'd be a good sell.
So are you saying that Pham's business plan is to basically turn formerly Buford into kind of a coffee mecca?
Well, I don't know if mecca would be the right word, although people certainly do make a pilgrimage to it as they're traveling along I-80. It's interesting, Buford was shut down for a while after the initial sell, and a lot of people around here are happy that it's reopened now. And I spoke to some of them at the unveiling today, and they were happy that the town's open again and that they're able to kind of have a place to meet again.
Does Pham see actually people moving into Findeli Buford? I mean, residents?
Oh, no. I don't think he sees people moving in there, and it'd be hard to do since there's really nowhere to move into unless you want to live in a field. No, I think it's fair to say that there's a certain domestic component to this. This has made some pretty big headlines in his home country. The idea that a Vietnamese man can purchase an entire town and use it to market his own brand of anything, much less coffee, I think is pretty big deal over there, since I think there it'd be more or less inconceivable. He calls it his American dream.
Yeah, I'll say. On the other hand, I gather there's been some fairly venomous anti-Vietnam bashing in Wyoming over all of this. What have you heard?
Well, we have our website does have a message board, and you know, it would be hard for me to say that those opinions that you hear from folks who post anonymously to the Internet are necessarily the opinions of Wyomingites at large. And Mr. Nguyen today did say that he's been extremely welcomed by the people of Wyoming, and I was able to witness that myself. Several neighbors were happy to come up to him, give him gifts, and welcome him to the area.
Did you have a chance to taste any of this Vietnamese coffee that will be the central part of this town?
I did indeed.
How does it compare to, you know, American drip coffee?
Well, it's iced, but I would compare it to, and I'm a coffee drinker myself, a coffee achiever, as it were. I would compare it to drinking silk. It goes down like silk. It's very nice.
And, of course, they use that sweetened condensed milk, so it's pretty sweet as well as iced, eh?
Yes, it is. It's strong, but the sweetness tends to take the edge off.
James Chilton, who reports for the Wyoming Tribune Eagle. He's just come back from Buford, Wyoming, which is now known as Findeli Buford. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.